7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Yeah. So it's 1930 UTC, and that means you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. And it's quite the honor. There's a lot of responsibilities behind such a post, like having to sit here with a cat in the kitty business pit. Who's a kitty? I got the kitty. Yep, nope, but just as I'm saying that, the cat decides to walk off. Okay, that's good. That just means I can change positions, because sitting like that was kind of painful. I'm kind of okay today. I mean, I've got the same old usual problems, but yeah, kind of all right. Getting up and moving around after I woke up was difficult, but yeah, let's just pour some tea. Because I'm drinking the good stuff today. Yeah, I made Gingin May last night, and so I'm drinking Gingin May again today. Because I've been thinking about ginger. Wow, this is good. I've been thinking about Gingin May so much because I got some on order. It'll be here in about 2 weeks. Oh, this stuff is good. This is good stuff. I can't get enough of it. So, I got some other good news. At least I guess it's good news. I'm having my surgery scheduled. I'm still sort of in the middle of doing this. You know, the doctor's office called me at 8:30 a.m. Like, I'm going to be awake then. And ironically, even though I did get up at 9:30, I wasn't able to get up and be on the phone and do stuff until about, you know, 10:30. And now my sinuses are being a little bit weird. So I called him back and I said, yeah, that date is good for me. What time? Call me back. And so it's, you know, a little phone tag action happening here. Hopefully by the end of the day, all of that will be taken care of and scheduled. And so then I can go in and have my back surgery. And if you didn't hear what's up, they need to, you know, Dremel out a little channel. A little channel in some vertebrae. To serve as a conduit for some nerves. And if I can just not have this nerve problem anymore, I will be very happy. I will be very, very happy. So maybe that will happen. Then of course, you know, maybe they'll completely screw it up and I'll be paralyzed from the waist down for the rest of my life. Well, I'm not looking forward to that. No, not at all. I gotta drink some tea. It's so good. I really like Jinjin Mei. I mean, I realize that I say that I really like a lot of teas, but out of all the ones I drink, Yeah, you know, I'd have to say that my top three teas, in no particular order, are Chie Guanyin, Da Hong Pao, and Jinjin Mei. But I'm sure you knew that already. Well, you know, and Longjing. I do like drinking tea. I'm a fool for drinking tea. Oh, what else was I going to tell you? What other important news has there been in the last 24 hours or 23 and a half hours? Nothing. Oh, wait. Yeah, there was one other piece of news. I think I forgot to mention it yesterday. I got one of my lottery ticket coupons in the mail a couple days ago. And I went and I redeemed that coupon about 2 days ago. What day is this? I don't understand what's happening. I'm trying to think of the... I'm confused, but... Yeah, needless to say... It was a coupon for that 2x2 game... That I don't particularly care for or like. Nobody does, and that's why they have to give out coupons for it... To get people to play it. Blah, blah, blah. I got the coupon. The numbers were pulled that evening, and I hit zero numbers. And I would say, so it's a losing ticket, but it's not a losing ticket because it was a free ticket. I did not lose any money. There's no loss. There was no risk. But yeah, I was disappointed that I didn't even push because last time we pushed. It doesn't matter. More coupons will be arriving in the mail. And then we can go, you know, redeem those coupons and maybe we'll get rich. And then when we get rich, we can buy some synthesizer parts, and we can fly on airplanes to places in the world. That would be fun. That would be fun. is some righteous dub from Culture. That was Mosiah Rockers. And that means what? We're halfway through the show now. Yes, it is. That's what it means. Oh, and the cat's coming back. Hi, what are you doing, Peppa? Right, so we're halfway through the show, and that means we need to check in with our favorite Japanese bikini models and see what's happening here.
Chan.
Hi, what do you want? You want to get back on the kitty banky? Okay, come on. Okay, so what is going on here? Well, the cat has come back and wants to do more kitty banky business. Come on, get on the kitty banky. I said get on the kitty banky.
Come on.
Alright, I'm not sure what's going on exactly here. The cat's not getting in the kitty business pit. And what? We don't have Japanese bikini models. We only have one. Okay, the cat's not getting in the kitty business pit. We have one Japanese bikini model. Who is it? It's Kazue. And what's Kazue doing? She's changing her clothes. Now she's putting on a denim skirt. She's got a black t-shirt on. And she's got those classic Japanese girl loose socks. The high school girl look from the 90s. Actually, they sort of go in and out of fashion, but the loose socks. Right, so she's got on a t-shirt and the jeans and the loose socks. And she was wearing a Japanese girls' school uniform there for a while, and so now she's got the loose socks on, a denim skirt, a denim jacket, and a t-shirt that is a Cyber Japan dancer's t-shirt. So that's good. Okay, now she's taking her clothes off again. I don't find this offensive in any way. And now she's putting on a shirt that's a little bit too small, and she can't get her head through it. There we go. Okay, that works. So this. So she's got this turtleneck long sleeve shirt on, and she's put on a black skirt that's like a cheerleader skirt. She's put on an argyle sweater over the top and a ski hat, along with the loafers and again the loose socks. And she asks, would you like to have a date with a girl dressed like this? I think it's a super cute outfit. Yeah, it's a super cute outfit if you're 16. And this woman is 25 at least. Yeah, she really likes it, so that's nice. It's so enjoyable to be a girl.
この着替えの時間もめっちゃ楽しかったですね。さあ、5日目のコーディネートなんですけども、結構カジュアルなボーダーのプレイボーイのニットに、
So she's putting on a big sweater with a Playboy bunny on the front.
色の渋いキャップとスカート合わせて完成です。
Is that product placement? No, she's not getting paid.
こういうやっぱポップなコーディネートにも合うルーズソックス最強ですね。
Yeah, she thinks the loose socks go with everything.
なんでこの時代にルーズソックスブームが到来したんですかね。これも本当に時代はぐるぐる回ってるってことでしょうか。
This look is coming back, the loose sock thing.
Okay. キャップもニットモンもね、小物が大好きなんで、いろいろ合わせると楽しかったです。
What are you gonna do? I don't know. I guess you can go out and buy a bunch of loose socks.So we can stay in fashion.
6日目のコーディネートです。
Thank you.
Justin Johnson doing a little Skinnerd there for us. Always fun. And you're probably wondering, what's Kazue doing now? Well, once again, she has changed her clothes. And now she's wearing this shirt that's kind of long. And nothing else. And oh, it's a photo shoot. So now she's sitting on a little park bench. Or something that's supposed to be a park bench, and she's being photographed for what? Weekly Young Jump. Yeah, Jump. The Shueisha Classic. This doesn't seem like a very sexy place to have a photo shoot. They're in like somebody's side yard. There's an old picnic table. Scooter in the background, a ladder set up to nowhere. a composting bin, a shed, a crappy fence. I don't pretend to understand. Alright, so now she needs to change into her next outfit.
Yes.
Alright, so does this mean that we're gonna be watching her change clothes again? Yeah, but it hasn't happened yet. She's on the phone.
初めての挑戦なんですけども、VR で、お悩み相談を聞くっていう、今からその撮影をするんですけども、すごい深刻なお悩みもなかなかあって、
So she's going to be a life counselor now, apparently. I don't understand what's going on. Do I need to understand what's going on? No, of course I do not.
Blender.
Uncle Grandfather. Al.
You dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, well, you know, the guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the file is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Hiya!
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Geraldson. Hamburger should be high.
All right.
Oh, damn. Look at that.
Look at that. Oh, Blenda. You never see Blenda posing for photo shoots for Weekly Jump magazine. Or actually, I wouldn't know because I don't subscribe. I used to subscribe to Shonen Jump. And I do have some copies of Weekly Jump, but they're like from the late 80s or early 90s. So anyway, I think I'm just about fit to take my nap. I'm tired. I did not sleep great. I just need to go back to bed for a little while. And then maybe take another nap in the late afternoon. I have late morning naps and late afternoon naps, and then I sleep for 4 hours at night because that's a fun thing to do, and I only like to do fun things here on the Dubious Goals Committee, as you know. And it airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio, but now I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.